Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Christians all over America, this is Holy Week. We remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So important.
If you allow any other voice as if it's on par with Scripture, then we're doomed as Christians. We can't possibly be faithful.
I would then become somebody responsible for consecrating a sacrament for people who are not under my pastoral authority, people who may not be Christians, and who would thereby be receiving the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner to their spiritual harm.
Make no mistake, if he rose at all, it was as his body. If the cell's dissolution did not reverse, the molecules reknit, the amino acids rekindle, the church will fall.
This is Alex in Northwest Indiana, and I am an Uber listener.
Well, the pink hats were all over the place. There were marches. The motto was, believe women. It was, and every day, almost every day, there was another celebrity who was outed by the Me Too movement for sexual assault. Sometimes it was recent and frequent. Sometimes it was a long time ago and maybe only a one-time event, but it didn't really matter. People were being doxxed. They were being canceled. And it was all in the name of believing women. Is that still true? Depending on who is being accused of sexual assault. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to talk about lessons the media should learn from the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings with Molly Hemingway of Fox News. A little bit later, Lyman Stone joins us for an update on the global pandemic. Then Daniel and David Smilek will be joining us. We're going to talk about psychedelic drugs. They're back on the rise. Many popular and celebrity advocates say that they can expand your mind, give you what amounts to religious revelation. Joining us to talk about the lessons that the media should have learned from the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings, Molly Hemingway, Fox News contributor. She's senior editor of The Federalist and author of recent columns titled Media Coverage of Kavanaugh Was Criminal, Here's How They Can Fix It Going Forward, and CNN Flooded Zone with Kavanaugh Coverage Hasn't Mentioned Biden's Accuser Once. Molly, welcome back.
It is great to be here with you.
Tell us about the disparity between the media coverage of the Kavanaugh accusations and the Biden accusations.
Well, when Justice Kavanaugh, then Federal Judge Kavanaugh, was accused by a woman of sexual assault from when she was in high school, it became the most important and major story of the year. Her allegation was rolled out in a very friendly telling at the Washington Post with all the words that it took to tell the story in the most sympathetic manner possible, dealing with any problems that the story might have in the most friendly way possible. And media outlets just took the story and ran with it. Each day, newspapers and TV outlets would have dozens of fresh stories to kind of make this into as big of a deal as possible. Anybody who sided with Judge Kavanaugh had to be called to account. His high school yearbook was analyzed extremely carefully. You know, it became a major story and stayed a major story for many, many weeks. What happened this year is that a former employee of Joe Biden's, from when he was a senator, accused him of sexual assault, actually rape, and she had evidence that she worked for him. That's actually more than what Brett Kavanaugh's accuser had, who had no evidence that she ever met Brett Kavanaugh, much less that the incident happened. And unlike Christine Blasey Ford, she told three people at the time of the alleged assault. In Christine Blasey Ford's case, she never said anything to anybody for many decades and then slowly began tying Brett Kavanaugh's name after he'd become a nationally known figure. So not that it's a tremendously high bar, But there's no question that the allegation against Joe Biden is stronger than the one that was made against Brett Kavanaugh. And yet, the media coverage is almost completely lacking. The New York Times and Washington Post were forced to finally deal with the allegation 19 days after it was made, and they both did so in stories that really worked hard to downplay or just deal with and be very skeptical toward the allegation coming from Tara Reid against Joe Biden. Other outlets have not covered it at all. As you mentioned, I wrote a story about CNN, which had 705 very friendly articles about Christine Blasey Ford, and they have written zero about Tara Reid. Literally zero. I don't think there's any mention of her on air or online for CNN. And so in all the ways that it's possible to be different, how you cover a story, whether you cover a story, how prolonged you cover, how intensely you cover, there is no comparison. Even though, again, Christine Blasey Ford never was able to provide any evidence at all of the claim she made. And the four witnesses that she named to back her up, none of them backed her up, including her lifelong female friend, Leland Kaiser, who didn't just not back her up. She said she actually doubted the story. It is really stunning what the media can do to destroy someone's life that they dislike versus what they can do to protect someone who they do like.
The New York Times editor-in-chief, Dean Baquet, I think recently was asked about this in an interview, and it kind of a tautological answer said, well, the reason that the Kavanaugh story got so much coverage in his paper was because it was a big story. What do you make of that?
He said that, and he also said that Kavanaugh was like a major national figure. Well, Joe Biden, near as we can tell, is the presumptive nominee for the Democratic Party to be president of the United States, which some might say is an even bigger role than a Supreme Court justice, or at least equivalent to it. No, it was almost an admission that he knew that they were complete frauds because nobody believed his answer. They can tell that the media choose what to make a big story and what not to make a big story, and then they use the fact that they didn't make it as a big story as a defense for why they didn't do it. It is, as you note, very circular. It's evil to do this or to do this to someone else because you don't like his politics. The fact that they are unwilling to do to Joe Biden what they did to Brett Kavanaugh. In fact, they're unwilling to do one-billionth to Joe Biden what they did to Brett Kavanaugh, shows that they understand that what they did was evil, that it was really despicable. And it's good that they're unwilling to do this to Joe Biden, but it's not good that they have this double standard, or really one standard, destroy their political enemies and support their friends.
Who has talked, or at least given air to the accusations that Tara Reid have made against the former vice president?
Well, I mean, there's certainly been some coverage. There's general public interest in it, and you've seen mentions on Twitter, and I do believe there have been some media outlets that have covered it. One of the things that's challenging about this is I think people on the right generally believe, like deep in their, it's part of their identity to believe in due process. And so they would no more turn the Tara Reid story into a Brett Kavanaugh story than they would have thought it was appropriate that this was done for Brett Kavanaugh. And it creates this uneven playing field where the left is willing to kind of turn on or turn off this destroy mechanism based on the political views of who's being targeted. But you don't see that reverse possibility on the right. I don't even think, for instance, that Fox News really covered the Tara Reid allegations against Joe Biden or other outlets that are sort of outside that far-left media groupthink consensus.
Ruth Marcus, who's the deputy editorial page editor for the Washington Post, and I think she might have written a book about Kavanaugh, she is kind of wringing her hands recently in print over this, saying, well, it's a difficult question. What is that supposed to mean, Molly?
Again, what you have seen is a bunch of people who actually led the effort to destroy the life of Brett Kavanaugh, people like Ruth Marcus, who are now having to deal with the fact that their hypocrisy is on display unless they at least address Tara Reid's allegation. None of the problems, the many problems with Christine Blasey Ford's story, and I just want to kind of remind people, she didn't know what year the event took place. She didn't know how she got to the alleged event. She didn't know how she got home from the alleged event. She claims to remember nothing other than what happened and that she had one beer. None of her witnesses backed her up. Her family and friends, or her friends, did not believe her. You know, there were so many problems with her story, including just the most important one, which is no evidence in support of it. This was no barrier to Ruth Marcus, who said that, you know, the Supreme Court was such an important position that just the allegation itself meant that Brett Kavanaugh should not be confirmed. And how to explain, then, if she really believed those things she said and that editorial direction that she pushed at the Washington Post, which really was one of the chief antagonists in the Brett Kavanaugh, anti-Brett Kavanaugh effort. Well, then how could she ignore Tara Reid? So she tries to explain, oh, well, this story isn't actually as strong as Christine Blasey Ford's. Well, that's utterly ridiculous for reasons that we've already gone into. Tara Reid at least has evidence she met Joe Biden. Joe Biden does not deny that this woman worked for him. And she has the evidence of having told people at the time that she claims it happened. That's nothing like what the situation is with Christine Blasey Ford. Other issues that are problematic, like her story changing over time, that's definitely true of Christine Blasey Ford's. Christine Blasey Ford's story changed dramatically over the course of her telling it, even in just the months before it became public. And that was no barrier for these people. But they're now trying to claim that these are reasons why you should ignore or denigrate Tara Reid, the accuser of Joe Biden. The standard for Kavanaugh was believe all women, even if they have no evidence, even if the evidence contradicts itself, even, you know, no matter what, believe all women. The standard for Tara Reid seems to be employing a high degree of skepticism, more akin to what you would see in a court of law.
But you're not calling for the media to Kavanaugh Biden, are you?
Oh, not at all. Joe Biden absolutely deserves due process, as does anyone else accused of a horrific crime. And that's one of the, you know, issues here is I think you don't see people pushing to destroy Joe Biden's life simply because a woman has made a very serious allegation. A lot of Americans genuinely believe in due process. They understand that anyone can make an accusation and that the burden of proof is on them to show that this happened before you destroy someone's life. The problem is that was thrown out the window by our media and other partisans during the Brett Kavanaugh situation. And I get the feeling they think we're all going to forget it. Like, they did what they needed to do, and we're all going to forget it and move on. But what they did really was evil. And it's not about whether you like Brett Kavanaugh, or you think he's a great judge or justice, or whether you would or would not like to see him on the court. It is evil to try to destroy a man simply because you don't share his politics. And a lot of people know that. And the media really should repent and apologize for what they did to him, and they should reform their behavior. I'm not saying I expect them to do that, but until and unless they do it, they should not be given all the privileges and benefits that they share, that they have as media people. There's a lot of deference given to them, and they have so violently abused that and their privileges that they should not be treated so well until or unless they apologize for some of this bad behavior.
Finally, with a minute, Molly, I'm just curious, when we look at these allegations that are made against men, like prominent men, someone will inevitably say, well, Donald Trump has been accused of that and more. What do you make of that response with a minute?
Well, that's actually interesting. A lot of people in the media, rather than comparing their coverage or comparing the allegation against Joe Biden to the one that they really cared about a lot against Brett Kavanaugh, they've tried to compare it to allegations against Donald Trump. I think partly because it's just easier for them to feel less immoral in how they treated Brett Kavanaugh versus Joe Biden. It is absolutely important. Like, if you think it's important that Donald Trump spoke so horribly about treatment of women, well, then you should certainly care that Joe Biden is accused of doing what Donald Trump talked about in that infamous locker room tape. And so we should care about proper treatment of women regardless of political views, and that's proper treatment in thought, word, and deed. So all of these things are important. But people need to be very consistent in how they approach these things, and also caring about how they treat women in their personal life. The way that the media go after political opponents but protect political allies is untenable, and that's what needs to change.
Molly Hemingway is a Fox News contributor, senior editor of The Federalist, and author of recent columns titled Media Coverage of Kavanaugh Was Criminal, Here's How They Can Fix It Going Forward. And CNN Flooded Zone with Kavanaugh Coverage hasn't mentioned Biden's accuser once. You can read her columns and purchase Molly's best-selling book, Justice on Trial, The Kavanaugh Confirmation and the Future of the Supreme Court, at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives. Molly, thank you very much.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to get an update on the global coronavirus pandemic. Lyman Stone will join us. He's got some interesting ideas about what has worked and hasn't worked, what has made things better and what have made things much worse. Stay tuned.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
The Simply Classical curriculum for special needs moves at my child's pace and gives her exactly what she needs. So writes Amber, a homeschooling mother who has joined thousands in homes and schools teaching from this uniquely Christian classical approach to special education. Teach students with autism, learning disabilities, or Down syndrome based on ability level rather than chronological age. Use promo code LPR20 today at classicalspecialneeds.com. Classicalspecialneeds.com.
Your comprehensive source for information, teaching, and truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Prayers for anxiety, assurance, forgiveness, plagues, sickness. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April contains more than 500 prayers that cover almost any situation. It's titled Lutheran Prayer Companion. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Or find out more and purchase Lutheran Prayer Companion by calling Concordia Publishing House weekdays during regular business hours, 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April, Lutheran Prayer Companion.
This is Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago, with a message for parents, grandparents, and godparents of college-bound children. Concordia Chicago is a distinctive, comprehensive university of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We're devoted to our Lutheran confession and committed to strong academics. Please encourage your child, grandchild, or godchild to check out Concordia University Chicago at cuchicago.edu.